Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erevin Daf Chaf Hey. We are holding on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph at the top, two lines from the top of the page. Last one line is Karpev. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Ron Markovitz for Refuah Shleima, for Shmuel Yochanan Ben Shimshon David Ishav Refuah Shleima, B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. It's also sponsored for Refuah Shleima for Chazan Yitzchak David Ben Shlima. Adina Herskowitz's grandfather is having a procedure. He should have a Refuah Shleima. We thank Jeremy and Adina for the sponsorship as well. So again, we're holding on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph, and the first thing we're going to discuss is we're going to be three different machlokos between Rabba and Rava about the rules of being mema'it a karpef. A karpef is only a problem if it's yoser mi beis asayim. So obviously, if you make it smaller than beis asayim, then it's going to be mutter. But the question is, how does one go about doing that? We're going to have three different machlokos about some of those details. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the sugya of mechitza al gabe mechitza. Let's say you already have a mechitza there, and then you build a mechitza on top of that. Does that second mechitza count for anything, both in terms of Hilcha Shabbos, as well as in terms of making a kinyan b'nichse ager? Normally, to make a kinyan in something that's hefker, or in any karka, no, al gadur aparatz is called kinyan chazaka. If you build a fence around the property, that's called a kinyan chazaka. So does it work if you're building a fence where there already was a fence? So mechitza al gabe mechitza. Then the Gemara is going to apply the concept of pitikra yored visosem in a karpef, or show how we can and cannot apply the principle of pitikra yored visosem in a karpef in order to be mema'et a karpef. Then in Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to explain why Rabbi Zeira holds that a karpef that opens up into a chatzer all of a sudden becomes asur. That you had a karpef that was less than beis asayim, but it's nifrats on one side into a chatzer, now all of a sudden that's going to be a problem. And then the Gemara is going to talk about if the wall of a building that borders on a pardes falls down, what the status of that pardes is, whether you're allowed to carry in that pardes or not. And that's probably what we'll get to today. So let's begin. We're holding at the second line of the page, last one line, karpef on daf chafei amir aleph. So says Gemara, karpef osim beis asayim shlok of ledira. If you have a karpef that's larger than beis asayim and it is not surrounded by walls for the sake of dira, it is surrounded by walls, but not for the sake of dira. Ubal lema'ato, and now you want to make it smaller than beis asayim so that you'll be allowed to carry in there. Mi'ato bi'ilanos, so if you decided to try to make it smaller by planting trees in it, so you're lessening the amount of usable area within the karpef, because that now there are all these trees in there. La v'miut, that doesn't work because the ilanos are part of the tashmish of a karpef. They're part of the basic usage of the karpef, so it's not going to be memayit the karpef. The Rashba and the Ritva explain that it doesn't matter the dimensions of the tree. The tree could be 10 tvachim high, it could be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide, where based on its dimensions, it's a reshus b'fnei atzmo, but since as far as its hishtamshus is concerned, it's not really independent of the karpef, it just becomes part of the karpef, and therefore it's not going to be memayit the measurements of the karpef. As opposed to if you build a post, a pillar, something like that, that serves no function within the karpef, that's purely for the sake of being memayit, then the dimensions are going to matter. If it's a rishus b'fnei atzmo, it will be able to be memayit the karpef. And that's the next line of Gemara. Banabo amud gavoa asara v'rachav arba'a. If you build a post or a pillar in the karpef that's 10 tvachim high, 4 by 4 tvachim wide, so it's its own rishus, both in terms of dimensions and in terms of how it is used, so havi miut, so then it's memayit from the space of the karpef. Rashi writes that that's true even if the amud is built right in the middle of the karpef. The implication of Rashi is that whether it's in the middle of the karpef or whether it's on the side, right up against one of the walls of the karpef, if it's more than 4 tvachim, it's going to be memayit, and if it's less than 4 tvachim, it's not going to be memayit. But the greater chiddush is that even if it's be'emtza karpef, that's what Rashi seems to be telling us, but Rashi doesn't explain why that's a greater chiddush, why the location of this amud matters, but he just seems to be telling us that it is a greater chiddush, that it even works to build an amud in the middle of a karpef, provided that it's the proper dimensions. Beis Yosef in Simen Shinun Ches quotes that the Rambam in the 16th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos writes that an amud b'tzad akol posel that's less than three tvachim is not mimayit. And Beis Yosef points out that he's cholik on Rashi, that the Rambam must hold that an amud be'emtza karpef is mimayit, even if it's very tiny, that an amud be'emtza karpef does not need to be four tvachim. So when Rashi says afilu, that means even be'emtza karpef is dafka, the Rashi was talking about dafka if the amud is four tvachim wide, but anything that's smaller is not going to work. But again, not abundantly clear in the words of the Rishonim themselves why it would make a difference whether it's against the wall or in the middle of the carpet. Both Rashi and the Rambam hold it makes that logically it should make a difference. Rashi says afal pikein, it doesn't make a difference, and the Rambam says that taka does make a difference where it's actually located. In the Sharat Ziyun, he explains the Shitas Rambam that dafka when it's next to the kosel it's mimait, but in the emtza karpef, even if it's more than four tefachim, it's not mimait. He explains the Rambam differently, that in the emtza karpef, even if it's very tiny, it's mimait. Adraba, in the emtza karpef, like Rashi said, it's less likely to be mimait, and no matter how big it is, if it's in the emtza karpef, it just becomes part of the karpef. Okay, but leaving aside that distinction, whether it's against the wall or in the karpef itself, the Gemara makes no such mention of the distinction. That's all in Rishonim. So let's go back to what the Gemara basically says. So you build an amud that's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide in the karpef, so have miut. We said that's actually mimait, the space of the karpef. So if the karpef was slightly above base asayim, and now when you subtract the area of the amud, of the post, or the pillar that you built inside the karpef, it is now less than base asayim, now you're allowed to carry in the karpef. What if pachos mishlosha, the amud that you built is less than 3 tvachim, then lo ave miut. Then it does not detract from the space of the karpef, it just gets swallowed up in the karpef. It's part of the karpef. Mishlosh aviyad arba'a. Here's machlokas number one. What if the pillar that you build is somewhere between 3 and 4 tvachim? What does it take in order for that pillar to have its own status and therefore be mima'it, the base asayim of the karpef? Does it have to be just something that's bigger than lavud, or does it have to be a reshus that's chashuv bifnei atzmo? So Rabba Amar havei miut. Rabba says it's actually memayit area of the karpef, even though it's less than 4 tvachim. Rava Amar lovei miut. No, it's not 4 tvachim. It's not going to be memayit area of the karpef. Rava Amar havei miut or nafak lemitaris lavud. Rava says it works because it's no longer lavud. It's beyond 3 tvachim. Rava Amar lovei miut. Kibud lovei makom arba'a lo chashuv. And Rava says it's not going to be memayit the karpef because it's not 4 tvachim. And if it's not 4 tvachim, then it's not going to be considered a makom chashuv. The Rashba and the Ritva point out from the fact that the Gemara almost always throughout this Masechta, when the Gemara talks about an amud gavoa asara, it also mentions a charetz that's amuk asara. Right? Whenever we talk about something, a protrusion that's above ground, we always say, and similarly, that which is below ground. If it's 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, it's a rishul siyachin. We always parallel it to. So the Rashba and the Ritva are medayik from what the Gemara doesn't say over here. It does not mention that a bar that's 10 tefachim deep, or a chritz that's 10 tefachim deep, or 4 tefachim wide, between 3 and 4 tefachim wide, doesn't mention anything like that. Says Rashi in the Ritva, because it doesn't matter. If you build it, if you have a hole in the ground, that's not mimait, the karpef, for sure. Why not? Because that just becomes part of the usage of the karpef. Whatever you use the karpef for, you'll use that hole in the ground for as well. And it's similar to what Rashi in the Ritva pointed out, a tree. It's not all about dimensions when you're talking about being mimait, a karpef. A tree could also be 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4 tefachim wide, and we said in the Gemara, the Kulei Alma, it's not mimayit the karpef. So chritz in the ground has the same status. It could be, it doesn't matter what the dimensions are, based on its usage, it's not going to be mimayit the karpef. So that is machlokas number one between Rabba and Rava. You have an amud in the karpef that's between 3 and 4 tefachim wide. Is that mimayit the base asayim of the karpef? Machlokas number two. Hirchik min hakosel arba'a va'asa mechit. So let's say you have a case where you have a karpef, and then you move 4 tvachim away from the wall, and you build another wall. And this time you're building a wall l'shem dira. Remember, a karpef could be bigger than base asayim as long as it's hukaf l'dira. So as long as you build one of the walls for the sake of dira, you're okay. But it's already surrounded by 4 walls, not l'shem dira. So what do? You move 4 tvachim in, further into the karpef, and you build another wall. So ha'il, that for sure works, because now you have one of the walls that's made l'shem dira.
pachus mishlosh shaloha wheel. But if you only move less than three tfachim away from one of the existing walls, and that's where you choose to build the new wall, that's not going to work. The mechitza that you're making right now is not considered, it's in an, its own independent mechitza. It's considered to be an add-on to the already existing mechitza, because it's not far enough away from the existing mechitza to be considered an independent mechitza, and the already existing mechitza was not hukaf l'dira, was not built for the sake of dira. This is similar to, Rashi points out, building a mechitza al gabe mechitza. When you're building a mechitza on top of a mechitza, it's already there. You just like you're extending a mechitza up. You have a mechitza that's already 10 tfachim high, and you make it 12 tfachim high. That's not called a new mechitza. So too, when you just add on to the width of the wall, it's not called a new mechitza. So when it's less than 3 tfachim away from the existing wall, that's all you're really doing, is you're adding on to the width of the wall. So the Chacham Tzvi points out that based on the way Rashi explains over here, that it's like building a mechitza al gabe mechitza, that a mechitza that you're adding on is it's considered adding on to the original mechitza because of the din of lavud. So says Chacham Tzvi, what you see from here is that the din of lavud could be a chumra also. We always think of lavud as a kula, that mechitzos are usually good for us. In Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Sukkah, we need mechitzos. So the more you could fill in gaps and say, that counts as if it's amud, as if it's mechitza, so that normally works for us as a kula. Over here, it's a chumra, because the more you're going to say this is part of the original mechitza, well, the original mechitza was no good, because it wasn't made l'shem dira. So you see from here that we applied this halach l'moshe misinai of lavud, not only l'kula, but even l'chumra as well, the Chacham Tzvi points out. So that's if you're marchik more than four tfachim, it for sure works. If you're marchik less than three tfachim, for sure it does not work. What's the machlokes? Mishlosh aviyad arba'ah. If you move between three and four tfachim away from the existing wall, and that's where you build the mechitza, Rabba Amar Hawil, Rabba Amar Einam Hawil. Rabba says it works, Rabba says it doesn't. Rabba Amar Hawil, don't have to be towards Lavud. Rabba says it works because at least it's more than Lavud. Rabba Amar Einam Hawil, Kivin Dolavi Makam Arba, Lo Chashav. And Rabba says, no, you didn't leave a gap of four tvachim, and therefore this is still considered just an extension of the original mechitza. So that is Machlokas number two. Rav Simi Masni Lekula. It happens to be that Rav Simi learns this Machlokas, Rabba and Rabba, in a more Makil type of fashion, that Rabba and Rava do not disagree if it's between three and four tfachim, and they do if you build a post in middle of your carpet that's between three and four tfachim, and he learns they do not disagree if you build a new mechitza between three and four tfachim away from the original mechitza. What they actually disagree about is if it's less than three tfachim, whether we apply the din of lavud over here or not. If you either build a post that's less than three tfachim in middle of your carpet, or your marchik mechitza less than three tfachim away from an existing wall. That's what Rabbi is going to say, that even though it's less than three tfachim, it's still going to be mitir the karpeif. It still counts as a new mechitza to be mitir the karpeif because it's l'shem dira. And Rabbi says, no, less than three tfachim is just, it's lavud, it's nothing, it's an extension on what already exists. So that is, that's again, two understandings of these first two machlokos between Rabbi and Rabbi. Now a third machlokos. Tachbo tit. Let's say you have an existing mechitza and it's surrounding an area that's Yosef and Beis Yisayim, but then you apply plaster to the entire surface of the wall, to the entire surface of the mechitza, to the point that you've made the mechitza, the actual thickness of the wall, so much more that you've been memayid mi Beis Yisayim. It now surrounds an area that's less than Beis Yisayim. So aviyachol amud b'fnei atzmo, if that tit, that plaster that you added, could stand independent of the wall that it's pasted onto, have a miut. Then it's considered a valid miut of the area. But if it's unable to stand independently, that's where we have machlokas. Rabba Amar. Have a miut. Rabbi says it's still mimayit the area. Rabbi Amar lo have a miut. And Rabbi says it's not mimayit the area. Rabbi Amar have a miut. Hashta miyakai. Rabbi says it still counts as a miut even though it can't stand independently because it is standing there physically. The space in between the walls is now less than Beis Hasayim. So what do I care whether the plaster could stand on its own or not? The open space in between the walls is pachs from Beis Hasayim and therefore it's going to be mutter. And Rabbi Amar lo have a miut. Kivin lo yachol lo mekam b'fnei atzmo lo klumu. Rabbi says that anything that can't stand on its own, it's viewed as if it doesn't exist. It's ki'ilu, it's temporary, and it doesn't exist. And therefore, we still view the area as being larger than Beis Hasayim, even though physically right now, the actual airspace between the mechitzos is less than Beis Hasayim. The Gaon Yaakov points out that certainly, if when you originally built the wall, you were tachos o betit, you added enough plaster to be mema'it, the space, to make it less than Beis Hasayim, so even if the tit is not able to be omid b'fnei atzmo, for sure you'd be allowed to be metaltel b'karpef, even according to Rav. And the machlokas is only if the karpef started out as yosim Beis Hasayim, and now you're trying to use the, meaning it's all a matter of where what the starting point was. If the starting point was when you built these walls, you built it in a way where there never was an open area of Beis Hasayim, so says Gaon Yaakov, then everyone would agree that such a karpef is mutter. We're talking about a case where it was Beis Hasayim, and you're trying to be memaited. So rubbing the adding tit onto the walls is not going to help. Gaon Yaakov also points out that it's mistaver that if you resurface the entirety of the wall, or you resurface the wall in order to be mechazik it, or to be miyape it, to make it look nicer, to strengthen it, even if you don't do the entirety of the wall, then it's the requirement of omid b'fnei atzmo doesn't exist. Then you don't need it to be able to stand independently. Then it's for sure going to be memait the area of the karpif. So bottom line is, those are the three machlokes about between Rabbah and Rava about being memait the area of Beis Hasayim in a karpif. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the concept of mechitza al gabi mechitza by introducing us to another machlokes about being memait a karpif, but it's going to bring us into the sugya of mechitza al gabi mechitza. So let's say you have a karpif. It's bigger than Beis Hasayim. It's not hukaf ledira. Three walls, and it's got three walls, but on the fourth side, it doesn't have a wall, it has a mound. It has a tell that's gavoa asar tefachim, that's 10 tefachim tall, that was serving as the fourth mechitza of the karpet. So here, chikmina tel arba'a va'asa mechitza, let's say you go four tefachim away from the tell, and then you make a mechitza l'shem dira. And remember, by a karpet, as long as one wall is made l'shem dira, then it's going to be mutter to be metaltel, even though it's bigger than Beis Hasayim. So you make a new wall, l'shem dira, four tefachim away from the existing tel, ha'wil, that for sure works. Now your karpef is mutter, pachos mishlosha, but if you make it less than three tefachim away from the existing tel, oh, al svasa tel, or you build it right at the edge of the tel, so then Rav Chisav Rav Amnuna, then you have machlokas Rav Chisav Rav Amnuna, chad amar ha'wil, one of them says that, yeah, it still works as a mechitza l'shem dira, v'chad amar lo ha'wil, no, this is not a new mechitza, you already had a tell over there, and you're just putting right where the tell is, exactly on the spot, you're just making a regular wall, but that it already had a wall, the tell was already the wall, so you're not really adding anything. So Tistayim Drav Chista Amar Hoil, it's most logical that if you're trying to figure out who holds what, Rav Chista is the one that holds that building a wall on a tell works. Why? De Itmar, also Mechitza Al Gabi Mechitza. When you build a Mechitza over an existing Mechitza, some Rav Chista b'Shabbos Hoil. Rav Chista is one that says that as far as Hilcha Shabbos is concerned, you want to make a mechitza as a way of making something hukaf ledira. It works even though there was already an existing mechitza there. B'nichse hager lo kana. If a ger dies and everything he owns becomes hefker, so you want to be kona his property, and the way to be kona karka is bekesef shtar b'chazaka, but there's no kesef, there's no shtar because there's no owner. So the only way to be kona his property is with a kinyan chazaka, and the way to do a kinyan chazaka is na al gadar parat. So you build a fence around it. You're gadar. You build a fence around it. So let's say you build a fence around it where there already was a fence over there. Are you kona b'nichse hager? Lo kona. That for sure does not work. Rav Shesha Amar, I agree with you about the nichse hager, but Rav Shesha says af b'shabes nami lo ha'wil. If it doesn't work for nichse hager, it doesn't work for Shabbos either. Tistayim, and therefore you see clearly Rav Chista is the one that holds that building a mechitza on top of an existing mechitza, as far as Hilchas Shabbos is concerned at least, is going to work. It's just as far as Hilchas Kinyan is concerned that it's not going to work. If the Rashi points out, if after you made that mechitza, someone else comes and makes another Kinyan Chazaka, meaning as far as Kinyan is concerned, the second guy will be Kona. Meaning if you tried to be Kona by building a wall where there already was a wall, it doesn't work. L'may naf kaminyan that it doesn't work. If someone else comes and does a real Kinyan Chazaka, they dig a hole in the property property, they lock the property, they do something like that, then they're going to be the ones who are rightfully konus. So the Ar Sameach explains, why would we be mechalik between Shabbos and Nichsei Ager? So in the 16th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, the Ar Sameach, commentary on the Rambam, so he explains that the chilik is that Nichsei Ager, if there already was a mechitza there beforehand, you didn't really do anything by building this mechitza. But by Shabbos, the mechitza was there beforehand, it wasn't accomplishing what it was supposed to be accomplishing. Meaning, when it comes to Nichsei Ager, the point is you've made a material improvement to the karka, that there were a material change to the karka. So if the karka was already protected by a mechitza, and then you just build another mechitza, you didn't add any protection to the karka, so there's no material change to the karka. But when it comes to Shabbos, you are making a significant change, because the original mechitza wasn't working, because it wasn't l'shem dira. So now you're building mechitza l'shem dira. So that's a significant upgrade, and that's why Rav Chisda would say that for Shabbos it does work. So I'm Rav Chisda, modli Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda points out, Rav Sheshes would be moda, that if you have a karpef that's on top of a tel, let's say you have a mound, but it's a giant mound, the surface of the mound, the top of the mound is more than Beis HaSayim. So Shemasa Mechitza Latel, that if you make a Mechitza on top of that tel, surrounding the area on the top of the tel, Shehoil, everyone would agree with me that that works, even though the side walls of the tel are already Alachic Mechitzos. My time, Hol Ba'avir Mechitzos Alyonos Hudar, because you're not using those walls, you don't even see those walls if you're trying to use the area on top of the tel, if you're trying to use the top of the pile. If you're using the areas that are surrounded by the tel, so then the tel is a visible mechitza for you. But if the karpef is on top of the tel, so the sides of the tel are not a visible mechitza. So when you build physical mechitzas, that for sure is going to work. By Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana raised the following issue: you made a mechitza al gabe mechitza, and then v'nivul mechitza tachtonos ha'elyonos kayamos mahu. What if you built a mechitza al gabe mechitza? So the normally it doesn't work, it doesn't count, but then the original mechitzos got swallowed up in the ground. The original mechitzos disappeared, and the only mechitzos that are left are the ones that you built. So at the time that you built them, it was worthless, because there were already mechitzos existing at that time. If you're assuming mechitza al gabi mechitza does not work, right? If we're assuming mechitza al gabi mechitza does not work. So, but now, they're very useful, because the original mechitza is gone. So the mai says, what halacha are you talking about? If you're talking about for Nichsei Ager, that no second guy came along and made a kinyan in between when you built the mechitza and when the original mechitza disappeared. Well, then Hainu Diyam Rabbi Ra'a. That's not that's the same din as Yirmiyah Rabbi Ra'a taught. What's the din of Yirmiyah Rabbi Ra'a? Damar Yirmiyah Rabbi Ra'a, Amar of Yehuda. Hayman Deshada Lifta Apilo Da'ara Deger. Let's say a person plants a turnip in a hole in the ground that's in the karka of a ger. Vasi Yisrael and then another Jew comes along and does a little plowing in the field. He digs a little in the field. So that's a form of kinyan. Basra kani kamalo kani. The second guy made a kinyan. The first guy's kinyan does not work. My time, why doesn't the first guy's kinyan work? Because at the time that he planted the lefes, the time that he planted the turnip, the karka was not improved at all. It takes time until the karka gets improved when it takes root. And when the karka later on becomes meshubach, he's not doing it. It's happening on its own. And you're not kona by something that happens on its own. So over here also, at the time that you made the mechitza salyonos, it didn't do anything because you had the mechitza tachtonos. You had the original mechitza there. By the time it helps, you're not doing anything because the mechitzas are just starting to function because the first mechitzas disappeared, but they're starting to function on their own. So you can't be kona by something that you're not doing, so that's why it for sure is not going to work as far as kinyan b'nechse ager. Ve'ela li'inyan Shabbos. It must be that Rabbi Bar Chana's suffix was as far as Shabbos is concerned. If you hold that mechitza al gabi mechitza does not work for Shabbos, his suffix was, what if the first mechitza disappears in middle of Shabbos? So do we say that the karpef is mutter because right now it's mukaf with the mechitzos that you built and those mechitzos were done l'shem dira? So says, well, why is that a suffix? Have a mechitza anasa b'Shabbos. Isn't that just like a mechitza that was made on Shabbos? mechitza nasa b'Shabbos, bein b'shag bein b'mesid, shma mechitza. Any mechitza that you make on Shabbos does count as a good mechitza. So it should work if the mechitza was made on Shabbos. So says Mar, no, lavit mar alam, Rav Nachum lo shanu el alizro, kaval tal talasir. A mechitza that's made on Shabbos only counts as a mechitza l'chumra, that if you throw something from a Roshos Rabbim into such mechitzos, you're chayiv. But it does not work l'kula to actually make the area into a Roshos Yach that you're actually allowed to carry into. And we want to know, can these mechitzos work l'kula? So it's not exactly, you can't be poshet from mechitza anasa b'Shabbos. Says Mar, no, pi'in rad Rav Nachman amazed it, Mar. When Rav Nachman says that it only works l'chumra, he's talking about if you b'mezid built the mechitza on Shabbos. But if you did it b'shogeg, or even better, like in our case, the mechitza just appears on Shabbos because the first mechitzos disappeared, and therefore the mechitzos that you made that used to be meaningless become meaningful on Shabbos, then we say that it even works l'kula. So that's poshet our safek. If the first mechitza disappears and the mechitza that you built is now meaningful and now is helpful, so it works. It counts as a mechitza that's made for the sake of dira. So that's poshet the safek. So says Gemara, a maisa related to this. Hayi it's a davna mechitza al gabi mechitza b'nichse ager. There was a woman who built a mechitza al gabi existing mechitzos as in an attempt to be kona hefker, to be kona nechasim that a ger left without any yarshim. Also gav a rafik baporta. Then someone else came along, a guy came, and he decided to dig a little bit in the karka as his form of kinyan. Now his kinyan was after hers, but hers was a mechitza al gabi mechitza. His was a real form of kinyan. So also came to Rav Nachman. They came to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says the guy wins. The guy gets to keep it. He's the first one to have made her a legitimate kinyan. So asas ihi v'katzavcha kamei. So she came and she started kvetching to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to her, "Mayavadlach, d'lo machzikinchi. What do you want me to do? You didn't do a proper kinyan. You didn't make a because you built a fence when there already was a fence there, and that's not a proper kinyan. A mechitza al gabi mechitza is not going to work b'nichse ager. It's not going to work to be kona b'nichse ager." And we pointed out that everyone agrees that it doesn't work to be kona b'nichse ager. Based on our sugya, in an entirely different context, there's a Tshuvas Maharil that's based on our sugya that says something very fascinating. Alach l'maisa. Maharil talks about if you have tefillin that are very old, and the sofer, you get them checked, the sofer looks at them, and the letters are fading. They're still there, they're still visible, you can still make them out, but they're fading. So he was asked, can you just take a quill and fill them in, meaning darken them by filling them in with ink. We had this Shiloh when my uncle, Zechor Lebracha, passed away many years ago, 20 years ago already almost. So he had a second pair of tefillin. So my cousin, Natanel, got his main tefillin, and I got his second pair of tefillin that he kept in his office or whatever. So we brought them to the sofer. The sofer said, still kosher? Barely, right? Meaning it's fading. After many, many years, so they fade away. So can you be machshir them by just writing over or making sure that they last longer and that the letters don't just fade and become pasul by writing over them? So he writes that if the old osios are still kosher, then you could be mavr kulmas aleihem in order to be mekayim them. It's for sure going to be kosher. Why? Because you didn't really do anything. He says it's just like mechitza al gabi mechitza. What does it mean? It's just like mechitza al gabi mechitza. So the Chassam Sofer explains in the Tshuva in Yerodeya, Siman Reishon and Vav, that he's talking about our sugya. That if you had an original mechitza and then you build another mechitza on top of it, it doesn't do anything. The new mechitza isn't a new mechitza. It's just an extension of the old mechitza. So it's not. That's why it's not kona b'nichse ager, because he didn't really add anything. And so afal became linyan Shabbos. If the first one disappears, if the first mechitza disappears, it's still going to be kosher. The area is going to be kosher linyan Shabbos through the mechitzos elyonos. So over here also, since the ksav atachton was kosher, it's considered that the upper ink that you're writing is you're not really adding anything right now. So it's not a violation of writing shelo keseder or anything like that. That you're writing letters out of order and that you're writing things later things first. No, it's not considered that you wrote them shelo kesidron. But nevertheless, they could be mitzaref the ksav elyon and the tachton could be mitzaref, to so much so that if the ksav tachton disappears after time, then the ksav elyon takes its place. The ksav elyon is going to be valid. That's how the Chassam Sofer explains That comment of the Maril, based on our sugya, that you're allowed to do such a thing. There's a discussion in Rav Eliyashiv. Rav Eliyashiv in his Kovitz Shuvas in Chelek Aleph was shown where you had a situation where there was a Sefer Torah that the letters started to become discolored. They were still, you could still see them, but they started to redden or turn brown. So the halacha is that a Sefer Torah has to be written with Dio. Dio is black ink. So someone came up with a chemical solution that he was able to apply to the ink, and it turned it black again. This way it was a clear chemical, and you apply it to the cloth, and he showed Rav Eliyashiv, you apply it to clear cloth, nothing happens. It's a clear solution, clear cloth, nothing happens. You apply it to the, it deoxidizes or whatever it does to the letters, it turns it back to its original black. So I wanted to know whether such a thing works. Rav Eliyashiv thought it was a kal v'chomer. First, he has a discussion, that is a discussion in the Rishonim, whether there's even a halacha that if it turns red, that it's a problem. That if the letters become discolored, it's a problem. Meaning, what's the halacha? That you have to write a Sefer Torah b'dio, or that the Sefer Torah has to be written b'dio? Meaning that it has to be that it has to remain black. So he points out that seems to be machlokas between the Rambam on the one side and the Rush and the Balei Atosfos Rabbeinu Tam on the other side. But he says even if you want to be machmir and you want to say, which we probably have to be machmir, that it's going to be possible. He thought that this would, as long as it's for sure, if it's still kosher right now, it hasn't discolored to the point where it's not kosher now, even though it would have, based on that maril, it would for sure be okay to do such a thing. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. So now the Gemara is going to talk about whether you have a carpet that's yosim based asayim, but you have part of it that's roofed in. So do you say pitikra yorid v'sosim to be memait the area of the carpet? So carpet based shalosh. You have a carpet that's based shalosh se'in. So v'kira bo based sa'a. And you roof in one base of it, leaving over only a base asayim that's outside of the roofed area. So Rabba Amar Avir Kiriyo Miyatro, Rabba says that the place that's roofed in is considered to be the part of the karpef, and therefore it's yosef in base asayim, so you have a problem. Rabbi Zeir Amar Ein Avir Kiriyo Miyatro, the airspace, the space under the roof is considered a separate space, so you have under the roof one base sa'a, outside of the roof Beis Asayim, both of those are within the size that's still mutter to carry in, so you're okay in that case. So Lema Rabba Rabbi Zeira Beplukta the Rabba Shmuel Kamifli. It seems that they're arguing in the same machlokas Rav and Shmuel, namely in the machlokas about Pitikra Yorid Vesosim. Because if you're building this roof in a karpef, the issue is, does the edge of the roof close off that area that's roofed in? Do you say pitikra yorid v'sosim? The edge of the roof is viewed halacha l'moshe m'sinai as if it forms a mechitza and now separates these two areas of the karpev. The itmar achsadra bebika. If you were to just build like a chuppah in the middle of a vast open area, so you build four posts with a roof over it. So if you were to say pitikra yorid v'sosim on all four sides, then the area under the roof is a rosh hashayachid gemura, and you'd be allowed to carry in it, no matter how large that area is. So achsadra bebika, you have an achsadra that's in the middle of a bika, middle of an open area. So you're standing under there, you see all around you, it's wide open all over the place, but you have a roof over you. So Rav Amar Mutal Tatal Dukula, Rav says, even if it's way more than four amos, you're allowed to carry in there. Shmuel Amar Eimet Tatal El Bar Amos. And Shmuel says, no, it's not considered a Rishos Yach, it's considered a Carmelis, and you're only allowed to carry within four amos, you're not allowed to carry more than four amos. Rav says you can carry in the whole thing because we say pitikra yorid v'sosim on all four sides, so you're completely surrounded. And Shmuel says, no, you can only carry within dalet amos because we do not apply the principle of pitikra yorid v'sosim. So don't you see, it's the same machlokas as we're discussing. You have an area that's yosim based asayim, but then you make a roof over part of it. If you apply pitikra yorid v'sosim, that will separate the two areas. If you don't, it won't separate the two areas. It sounds, by the way, the Gemara is going to make it clear later on. The Ritva points out that on way later on in the Gemara, in the Psadi Dalid, that Shmuel disagrees with Rav only when you need to say pitikra yorid v'sosim on all four sides. But if you have an actual wall on one side, and you don't need to say pitikra yorid v'sosim on all four sides, and even Shmuel agrees that there is such a halacha l'moshe m'sinai of pitikra yorid v'sosim, which means that in the case that we're talking about in the carpef, where you
have part of it that's roofed, it must be right in the middle. Because if it's off to one of the sides of the karpif that are roofed, then you already have actual walls on some of the sides, and you wouldn't need to say pitagri or resosim on all four sides. So it must be not the way we probably would have pictured it, where you just have like one end of the karpif that's roofed, but it's somewhere in the middle of the karpif that you set up a roof. So anyway, so the Gemara says, isn't this the same machlokas? So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi and Rabbi Zera do not disagree about the same machlokas, Rabbi and Shmuel. Even Rabu says you don't say pitagri or besosim. That's because idavidukeach sadra hachinami. If we were talking about a roof that you had made flat, then ain't hachinami. You'd say pitagri or besosim. Hachmeiskin and davda kiorzila. Okay, that over here we're talking about where the roof was made on an incline, so we don't say pitagri or besosim on such a roof. So the question is just the fact that part of the karpef is roofed in, is that alone without pitagri or besosim, is that alone enough to consider it a separate area, and therefore the rest of the karpef is not more than beis hasayim, period. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Umadina, even though I hold that a karpef that's partially makura, the part that's roofed, is not measured together with the rest of the karpef, but I admit, bekarpef shenifratz b'milua l'chatzer sha'asr, that if you have a karpef that on one side is wide open to a chatzer, that's going to be asr to be metaltalin. My time, so everyone tries to figure out why would that be a problem, that a karpef is open to a chatzer, hol va'avr chatzer miyatro, because we're talking about a karpef that was just at the base sasayim line. It was the maximum size a karpef is allowed to be. If you were to add the space of the chatzer to the karpef, it's now yosar mi beis hasayim. So if you count the chatzer as part of the karpef, it's now too big. It's now bigger than beis hasayim, and the walls around the karpef were not ledira, were not l'shem dira. Granted, the walls around the chatzer are l'shem dira, but not the walls around the karpef, and that's going to asr the whole thing. So maskev Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks, wait, v'chi avir amutulo osro? Why is it when the karpef is nifrats to the chatzer, you're not allowed to carry in the karpef? The normally when you say something is nifrats to another makom, it's going to be asr. That's the makom asulo. But to carry from a karpef to a chatzar is totally mutter. So what's going to be the problem? The chatzar shouldn't asr on the karpef. And don't say that when Abzera asrs to be metalt on the karpef, it's because it's once it's nifrats to the chatzar, the karpef is bigger than beis hasayim, because the makom of the chatzar is hukaf ladira. So you don't have more than beis hasayim that's not hukaf ladira. The chatzar is hukaf ladira. So why in the world would this be a problem? Samlai Abaye responded to Rav Yosef when he said that since it's mutter to be metaltal from a karpef to a chatzar, the chatzar cannot answer the karpef. Kiman, Rabbi Shimon. That's assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds chatzeros and karpifos are considered a single rishos, and you're allowed to be metaltal from one to the other. Well, the Rabbi Shimon Nami, even according to Rabbi Shimon, we should ask her to be metaltal in the karpef that's nifrats to the chatzar, because Haika Avir Makoma Mechitzos. You still have the space that the mechitzos themselves are taking up, and that gets measured with the karpef. Meaning, forget about the area that's of the chatzer that's enclosed by mechitzos. What about the area of the chatzer that where the mechitzos are standing? So the chatzer has this opening. So that opening where the mechitza, if the mechitza were to continue, that the mechitza would cover those few inches, whatever that is, that's pushing the karpef over the beis hasayim. And that's not part of the chatzer because it's not enclosed in the chatzar. That's how we have a problem of Yosem Beis Hasayim. So Abai brings a raya that even according to Rabbi Shimon, we would aser in a karpef that's nifrats to a chatzar because of that space that the kosel takes up, that gets added on to the measurements of the karpef. Damar Rav Chisa, karpef shenifrats b'milu al chatzar. If you have a karpef that's wide open into a chatzar, chatzar muteres for karpef aser. You're allowed to carry in the chatzar because it's hukaf ladira, but you're not allowed to carry in the karpef. So chatzar my time muteres, why are you allowed to carry in the chatzar? The chatzar on that fourth side has walls. We're picturing it that the chatzar is wider than the karpef. So if you have the picture in front of you, right, the chatzar is wider than the karpef. So on the side that it borders the karpef, the chatzar has two pieces of walls on each end. The karpef on the fourth side is wide open because it's narrower, so it's wide open to the chatzar. So the chatzar has those gifufei. It has partial walls. How do you know the chatzar is wider? Sometimes a chatzar borders a karpef, the chatzar is narrower than the karpef. So guess what? If that in that case,
the carpet has walls on the fourth side and not the chatzer. So ella mishum damrinan ze avir mechitzos miyatro v'ze ein avir mechitzos miyatro. You have to explain that Rav Chisda is talking about that the old Zagreb Shimon, that the carpet and the chatzer don't aser because they're part of zelvze. The fact that the carpet is also and the chatzer is mutter is because we say that the carpet, since it's nifratz b'miluo to a place that the mechitz to the place that the mechitzos are taking up, and that adds to the base asayim, so that's why it's going to be aser. Whereas the chatzer, it doesn't matter if you add to the space of the chatzer. If you were to set it up in a case where the chatzer is nifratz b'miluo, where the chatzer is narrower, so what? So you're going to add the space that the walls take up to the size of the chatzer? Doesn't matter. Chatzer could be as big as you want it to be. It's hukaf ladira. So that wouldn't be a problem. So that's how we know that we must be talking about a chatzer that's wider than the karpef, and therefore the chatzer is surrounded by four walls. The karpef is not. So you see that from Rav Chisda, that even according to Rabbi Shimon, we'd ask a karpef that's nifrat to a chatzer, because you add the space where the walls take up to the base of Sayim. Well, one more little shtickle over here. Ubustana. There was a certain pardes, an orchard of trees, that was larger than base of Sayim, and it was not surrounded the shem dira, but davasamuk lugudna dapadna. But on the fourth side, it wasn't just a regular wall around the orchard, there was a building there. And that they were utilizing the outer wall of the building as a fourth mechitza around the pardes. So now it's hukaf ladira. So you're allowed to carry in the pardes. Nafalashisa bariyata dapadna, but then that outer wall of the building fell down. So savra bibi lememer lismacha gudigaviyasa. Rabibi thought, okay, but the inner wall of the building still exists. Now you have the wall further in. That should count as a fourth wall that was hukaf ladira. So I'm there of papi, mishum da'asami mulai, amrisa mili miliasa. He says it must be because you come from a family that dies young, meaning you're from the Bnei Eli, because Rabibi is Rabibi Barabaye, and the Gemara tells us in Masech Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, that another Rosh Hashanah connection, that Abaye was from the Bnei Eli. So he says, because you say you come from such a family, you're saying things that have no legs. You're saying things that are also cut off. Hanach mechitzas gavaya avidan lebrei lo avidan. The inner mechitza of that building was made as a dira, but for the inside of the building. It wasn't made for what's on the other side of the building. So you cannot rely on that mechitza. The original outer mechitza, which was made to enclose the building and the area outside of it, that would have been good enough. But the inner mechitza is certainly not going to be good enough. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up four lines from the bottom.